Oh no. Are you feeling yawny? No, not like the early 90s music. Oh no. Oh, I can't have it, baby. No. Oh no. It's the worst. Because once I start yawning, after you start yawning, it's a chain. And then you're going to yawn again. And then when you yawn again, I'm going to yawn again. And it's going to go back and forth between us forever. Baby, we were yawning between us for like an hour once. It was terrible. We were in bed and you were yawning. And I was, oh my God, not again. No. Why does this happen? Why are yawns so contagious? No, I'm going to Google. I need the answers. Why are yawns contagious? Yeah. No, I genuinely need to know. We are unconsciously developed the emotion of our social heart rates, allows us to better understand people's feelings. Basically, all emotions expressed, yawning, expressing fatigue, are contagious, including laughter, sadness, crying, disgust, anger. Interesting. Huh. Oh no. So me yawning is because of people mirroring emotions. No one really knows why, but it's based on the assumptions that it's nonverbal communication. Apparently in baboons, the leader, the alpha male, yawns to let everyone know it's time to sleep. That's kind of cool. Are you telling me it's time to sleep? Is that why you're yawning so much? Is it time to sleep? Because it feels like the opposite. We're just like waking up. Why do we yawn when we wake up? Maybe it's because we're not sleeping well. Are we not sleeping well? Are you not sleeping well? Maybe. Have you not been sleeping well? I mean, I haven't either. Maybe it's time for a new mattress. Yeah. I hate mattress shopping, though. I feel like it's worse than car shopping. You really need to test drive it, like, in a serious sense. Like, I need, like, a week of a mattress to be like, is it the mattress for me? Yeah, there's all those, like, online mattresses, like Purple and Casper and all that stuff. I don't know. Yeah, see, like, that's the mattress shopping I know. It's like going to, like, Mattress Giant or Mattress King or something mattress, like Dave's Mattresses. And then he's going to try to upsell you on, like, a Tempur-Pedic. Or what's those beds that have, like... That's Tempur-Pedic, isn't it? Yeah. I wouldn't mind a Tempur-Pedic. That sounds really nice. I want one of those cuddle beds, but I mean, I feel like that's just going to cause so many problems. No, not because I want the cuddling. I don't know, of course I want to cuddle you. No, it's because of the... those, like, weird slits in the bed. Like, it can't be comfortable. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's super comfortable. But again, I won't ever know because I won't be able to test drive the mattress. Yeah. No, I know. That's what's going to end up happening is we're both going to be like, do we want to go somewhere? And then we're going to say no. And then we're going to go online. And then we're going to see online mattresses are so easy because you can just deliver them. And then we're going to go back and forth and be like, yeah, should we not? And in the end, we're just going to get an online mattress like a Serta. And that'll be it. Yeah, I'm fairly certain this is an online mattress too, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Oh my God, it is. We haven't been to a mattress store in years, have we? Yeah, I totally forgot. This came in a box. Yeah, it was like all rolled up weird. Yeah, I mean, it's been good for the last 2 years, hasn't it? Yeah, like more or less. It hasn't been terrible. I think it's just losing its, like, spring or something. I don't think it's coils. I think it's memory foam. I don't know if we can do coils. a waterbed would be interesting. It's a lot of just like sloshing though. And you toss and turn way too much for a waterbed. Yeah, you're kicking in your sleep and you just put a hole in the mattress and all of a sudden we drown. Yeah. No, that's that's why I'm vetoing the waterbed. I don't know, those Tempur-Pedics sound cool, like the heat stuff and the like raising and the firmness. I don't know, maybe it's time for a smart bed. Maybe it's time for like a bed that's hooked up to an iPad. No, I know, that does sound very expensive. There was that bed you showed me. Oh yeah, that bed you showed me a while ago. That was a crazy one. With the iPad like next to it built, it was like a whole thing. That was awesome. Yeah, but we don't have $10,000 to buy a bed. Like, I don't even know what our mattress budget will be. I mean, if we win the lottery, we gotta start playing the lottery again. Yeah, someone won, I don't think it was either like Mega Millions or something. They got like $1 billion. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't think you could ask for it lump. Also, there's all the taxes. You probably lose like half of that to taxes. I don't know what I would do. Probably buy a mattress would be the first thing I did. And then, you know, invested soundly would be another one. Yeah, pick up some GameStop shares. this is why I love you. No, but seriously, we need to figure out this bed sleeping situation, because if we're not sleeping well, it's like terrible. That's why we're waking up so tired. Yeah, we're also going to bed too late. There's a lot of problems with our sleep. We need to really rework our sleep this year, because it's really important, and we don't actually do a lot to make it good. Like, our sleeping habits are terrible. We sleep too late. We go to bed too late. We watch TV at night. Yeah, we need better sleeping habits. I don't know, it's hard to feel tired. I mean, what we could do is, like, it's time to go, like, when it's closer to time that you want to go to bed, we can put something on, just, like, to listen to. I don't know, something that'll, like, relax you and just, like, kind of lull you out. Yeah, like a podcast or, I don't know, YouTube. There's probably a bunch of YouTube videos to help you fall asleep. Yeah. It's probably a whole genre of it. Like, ASMR stuff's usually pretty good. You just knock me right out. Yeah. The thing is, if I listen to the same trigger over and over and over again, it, like, doesn't have the same effectivity. So I have to, like, you know. Yeah. Spread out the triggers. Yeah, I can just, like, do the SKSK sound in your ear. That used to be so popular. I don't think it is anymore, is that? I don't know. It's been so long. Oh, yeah, it sounds like a train. Or like a truck horn or something. Not good ASMR truck sound. Yeah. We can figure something out. Maybe the pillows. Changing the pillows might be a good move. Like, new pillows might be, like, the thing we need. Yeah, or like, change the blanket situation around. Just something needs to change in the bed. We need to make, like, a bed change. No, I'm not angling to switch sides, and I know you're married to your side. I mean, I still believe that if I'm on that side, it would be better. Because you sleep that way, and I sleep that way, so if we did that, then we could spoon all night and not have any problems. Yeah. But it's fine. No, it's fine. No, I know. You like being over there because you feel safer. I'm never going to switch sides with you. If we move... Or move the bed, and then we can maybe think about it. But no, I get it, baby. I think we should just go to Target today and, like, look at pillows and comforters and something. And maybe think about, like, going to bed earlier. And if that doesn't work, then maybe we can get a Tempur-Pedic. And if that doesn't work, we gotta win the lottery, because that's when we're gonna afford that other bed. Exactly. I'll go make coffee. That's like the only way we're getting out of bed, isn't it? Basically. I love you too.